Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
First off, all the news you need to start your day.
Good morning. You're listening to News Talk with me, Shane Beattie. It's Tuesday, October 14th. I hope you're well. Coming up.
And it will be the first debate so far this campaign in which both candidates will be stood up at podiums.
Presidential candidates prepare for major News Talk debate and Ireland to give millions to help Gaza rebuild. Plus, we've all heard the news making the headlines and the latest in sport and entertainment. But first up this morning, the two presidential candidates will face off in the latest debate of the campaign this morning. Catherine Connolly and Heather Humphreys will be questioned for over an hour by Pat Kenny here on News Talk. News Talk's political correspondent Sean Defoe reports.
With Catherine Connolly holding a lead in the polls, Heather Humphreys came out swinging in the last debate, criticising the independent candidate over her views on Europe, Russia and the triple lock. Connolly has defended her position, saying she's a proud European and alleging there is a fear and smear campaign underway from Fine Gael. This morning's debate comes as the campaign enters a vital week and the final 10 full days of campaigning, and it will be the last time both candidates will appear together on commercial radio. The hour-long debate will be moderated by Pat Kenny, and it will be the first debate so far this campaign in which both candidates will be stood up at podiums. We'll wait to see whether it will lead to a more gladiatorial encounter.
And you can tune in to the debate here on News Talk from 9 a.m. this morning. 20 hostages released by Hamas have spent their first night reunited with loved ones. Israel has also freed hundreds of Palestinians from its prisons, fulfilling a key step in Donald Trump's peace plan. International Affairs editor Dominic Waghorn says major issues remain unresolved.
Now the more challenging bits do loom large. So what happens to Hamas? But also then how do you bring security to Gaza? And then also how do you have an interim ruling authority that can offer an alternative for Gazans they can believe in?
Ireland will commit millions more euro in aid to Gaza over the coming months. Taoiseach Simon Harris will update Cabinet on plans for the country to contribute to the humanitarian effort. To date, the state has contributed more than 100 million euro since January 2023. The overall quality of surface water is continuing to decline, despite a drop in levels of excess phosphorus and nitrogen in the country's rivers and lakes. The EPA's current three-yearly assessment has found close to half of Ireland's surface waters are in an unsatisfactory ecological condition. Alan Cantwell has more.
This report is based on information collected over the 6 years up to 2024 relating to water quality and pollution in 3,189 rivers, more than 800 lakes, 160 estuaries, almost 100 coastal waters, 512 groundwater bodies and 16 canals. It says just over half, 52% of all these water bodies are in satisfactory ecological health, down from 54% 3 years ago. Estuaries and coastal lagoons come out worst, with 70% deemed unsatisfactory. The main pressures impacting on water quality are excess nutrients coming mainly from agriculture, urban wastewater discharges, and damage to the physical condition of water habitats from activities such as land and river drainage, forestry and urban development. At the current level of progress, Ireland will fail to meet the EU and national goal of restoring all waters to good or better status by 2027.
Four registered sex offenders are among 23 men who have been deported on a chartered flight from Dublin to Romania. The men, who were serving prison sentences for a number of offences, were removed under an EU directive. Tina Gates reports.
The men, aged between 22 and 49, were serving prison sentences for offences including drugs, assaults, thefts, burglaries, frauds and sexual offences. Minister O'Callaghan thanked Gardaí and officials from his own department for the success of the operation, which saw their removal on a charter flight from Dublin Airport yesterday afternoon. In a statement, he said restricting the right to freedom of movement is not a measure he takes lightly, but there have to be consequences if a person's behaviour means they're no longer entitled to that privilege. Re-entry bans of up to 10 years have been applied to prevent the men returning.
Cadet pay and the Army's ongoing recruitment crisis will dominate a conference in Meath today. Members of the Representative Association of Commissioned Officers will head to Trim to attend the group's annual gathering. It says cadets can be paid below minimum wage for the first 2 years of their career and earn 40% less than their enlisted colleagues. RACO General Secretary Lieutenant Colonel Conor King says it's not hard to see why it's so hard to get people to sign up.
We're trying to boost recruitment up to 11,500 under the Commission and the Defence Forces. And the low wage that a cadet gets for a full 18 months to 2 years, depending whether they're the Army, the Naval Service or the Air Corps, it just makes joining the Defence Forces less attractive, potentially limiting the pool of highly motivated candidates.
The Northern Assembly has rejected DUP objections to dual language street signs in Belfast. It voted down a DUP motion by 41 to 28 last night, voting in favour of the signs, which include both Irish and English side by side. In entertainment news, Taylor Swift's latest album continues to smash records. The Life of a Showgirl has sold 4 million copies in its first week, and that's in the US alone. It makes it the most popular record since Adele's 25. And in sport, in soccer, it's do or die tonight for the Republic of Ireland. They must beat Armenia to keep their qualification hopes alive for next year's World Cup. Ireland manager Heimir Hallgrímsson says Saturday's display against Portugal shows they can be a difficult team to come up against.
No, I think it just showed us the intensity in what we did in Portugal. This is where we should build our performance from structure, pressing from structure, attacking from structure. And when you do that with intensity, collectively, you are a team that is difficult to beat, to break down, and then you will have your moments going forward.
There will be at least one Dubliner at next year's World Cup. Crumlin native Roberto Lopez played a starring role as Cape Verde booked their place at next year's tournament with a 3-0 win over Eswatini. Affectionately known as Pico, he says he's overjoyed to have played his part.
To achieve that today, like just to put this team on the biggest sporting event for me, definitely the biggest in football. The people at Cape Verde to see their team there as well, it just gives them an immense sense of pride. Like, and to create history together with this group, it's a fantastic feeling.
And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day with us again here tomorrow. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need on newstalk.com.
Hey football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.